The regional structure is exactly the same. The big change comes at the two-star level. And we now come under command of Commander Land Forces rather than AG. So we sit alongside the divisions and theatre troops at that two-star level. So it's a much more coherent command structure as a result of Project Avanti, which made those savings.
Now, looking at Support Command's remit, it's to deliver support to army personnel across the UK. That sounds like a fairly heavy and wide remit. How does that work on a day-to-day, week-to-week basis?
It is a wide remit, but it's no more complex than a lot of other organisations who deliver services across the UK. The key is the brigade level, that regional brigade, where all these things come together. We have to work with local authorities, healthcare trusts, education authorities, etc., etc., across a very wide remit in the public sector and the third sector. But it does come together on a regional basis. The UK is a very regional country. So it's not about the two-star level, it's about the one-star level and the regional brigades and supporting, enabling them to do their jobs, that linkage down at the regional level.
Obviously, the formation of Support Command, effectively, that was always going to be a challenge. You've got people, they don't like change at the best of times. You've also got people who are going to be worried that they might be losing their jobs through the rationalisation. How far would you say you're now down the road of reaching Support Command's intended potential?
There's a lot of personnel changes, as you've mentioned. The new headquarters is manned at 30% only at the moment, but we've had the authority to recruit now, which was the bit we were waiting for. So we think by the end of August that we'll be fully manned, and it really is that manning, which is, the, as they say, the long pole in the tent. That's the bit we've got to accelerate to be able to do all the things that we want to do. So I reckon end of August.
It sounds as though, from what you've said, that at a practical level within Brunei Garrison and the job that we do here, we're not going to notice too many changes, really.
Well, I hope it's an improvement. That's why I'm out here. It's to look at where we can add some value and take some burden off the people here so that they can go on delivering what they need to do. So my discussions with the garrison commander have been all about where can I help? Where can my headquarters help in terms of all the things that are difficult to provide at this range from the UK, and in a, although very welcoming country, it's still another country. So we've been talking about all the different things, that infrastructure, welfare, education, health. So I hope there's an improvement. I certainly hope there's no reduction in the service.
Beyond the term general, there's not a lot that people need to understand ordinarily, but what could we sort of expect of your leadership style?
I've been very clear with the staff and the headquarters that the measurement of success that I expect is that, you know, the brigades, the subordinate level, we exist to support that subordinate level. My big message to the staff is we only exist